Why don't you do crazy things yourself, then?
Here is the coffee. The milk is in the little pitcher.
Oh, thank you. Well, why not?
I am too lazy. You're tired after all day at the Art Academy. Anyway, you do enough crazy things for all of us.
I do not.
You do. Running along the banks of the Danube at 5 o'clock in the morning. And bare feet. Sleeping about like Isidore Duncan.
Oh, if I only were.
If you leap in and hit your head, there is nobody around to see you.
How did you know about this?
Carl Stoller was coming home after a long night at the theater. And who knows what else last Sunday morning. And saw you. He said at first he thought you were a ghost. Swinging up and down in the morning mist.
Oh, I do not know how he can paint so divinely and keep the hours he does. And his behavior with girls, scandalous.
Scandalous? I have not heard that word in years. I wonder what could possibly be scandalous in Vienna these days. It is so lovely that all those silly rules are gone forever.
Oh, for us anyway. Oh, I wish all this could go on forever. I have never been so happy in my life.
Well, of course it will go on. I mean, we can't naturally be students forever. After all, our course will graduate, I suppose. But we will always live as we like. Choose what's important to us. Be free.
Some people say a war is coming.
Rubbish. We haven't gotten over the war to end all wars yet. It is 1928, for goodness sake. We're done with wars.
Good. I am glad you have settled that. I am going to dance. I am going to be a great dancer.
You just might, too.
Oh, do you really think so?
Lots of people think so, Rose. Why do you suppose you keep getting invited to so many parties?
I never thought of it.
You are a goose. Those parties. Well, don't you notice that for the people who go,
elegant and wealthy, the famous, the nobility of the fair city.
Well, yeah.
And I am a mere Jewish nobody.
Rose.
I did notice, of course. But I assume those people like to invite students from the Art Academy.
They do. But only the brilliant students who have no connections are invited. It isn't just anybody. It is that people think you are going to be famous.
And they are right.
And of course you are amusing and madcap and you do dance for them. To put it mildly.
Oh, it is beautiful to sail through all those magnificent rooms and gardens and with an orchestra playing just for me.
Oh, well, and the orchestra is also for the party, too, Rose. So when it comes time for the dancing after dinner.
Oh, well, of course. I did that mean only for me. But when I am performing, it seems to me that the house is a stage, and the orchestra is there only to accompany me.
I wish I could go to the weekend at Snaring. It is a magnificent resort.
You could go. It's not even a party.
That is the point. It is only for students who are interested in physical culture and physical therapy.
But I am not interested, really. My brother is a doctor, and since he is paying for my tuition at the Art Academy, it will please him if I go.
There will be very little work anyway. Everyone will bring their husbands and wives. Most of the time is spent having a good time, as I understand it.
Then come.
Perhaps I might. But it's a long way off. They plan it for after the first snow so that there can be winter sports.
Well, that is not so far away, really. Everyone says they have the best food in Vienna there. I will love that.
Fräulein Bormer.
Oh, hello, Herr Erhard.
I was watching you ski this afternoon. You were most beautiful to watch.
Oh, thank you. The snow was perfect. I was worried that perhaps by the time of the conference, there would be no snow.
But you see, everything has been arranged.
Yes, even the snow.
Oh, there you are, Mo.
Hello, Hans. Do you know Herr Erhard?
How do you do? I was going to ask if you were going to dinner with me.
My mission also.
You are both very kind. That will keep me safe on both sides.
I've just been to the dining room. People are beginning to go in.
Oh, I am so hungry.
She was wonderful on the slopes this afternoon.
I think you will find something to your liking for a night. There is lake fish, veal, wild mushrooms, sausages, fowl, soup, purina.
Stephen, let the soup go in.
Indeed. After so much exercise, you must be hungry.
Don't you say nothing of the desserts under which the table groans. Earns of the cream of pastry.
Wonderful evening.
Oh, but not quite. You must dance for us.
Oh, no. People are ready for bed, and so am I.
Never. Shall we ask Fräulein Warmer to favor us with a dance?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Please,
please,
please.
Do.
Make room.
Oh, please do, Rose.
Yes.
Then the evening truly will have a perfect dance.
Oh, well, you will have to hold my shoes on.
Oh, with the greatest care.
Will the orchestra stay in place, please? Like some music for a dance by one of our guests.
Music.
Oh, dear Rose. How wonderful of you to dance for us. And your dress is perfect. Your beautiful full skirt.
Clear away the chairs, please. Orchestra.
I cannot promise you too much.
Oh, you're wonderful. Dance as you always do.
Oh, please. Well, all right then, all right. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Oh, I am winning. I am spirit. And beauty, I am love. And passion, and the 100 birds. I am freedom. And music. I am music. I am the river. At home, in the open sky, I am happiness, happiness, happiness.
They are rioting right outside our window.
But why? I do not believe it.
Get away from that window.
Why should we? No one is paying attention to us. Oh, 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 they are smashing windows. It's terrible, it's horrible. Stop it, stop. Stop, you're hurting people. Stop it.
That window.
Why are they rioting?
Where have you been? You are in a dream world.
Well, why? Why?
Because Austria is torn apart. Since the war, my country has been nothing. The Habsburgs are gone, and now there is nothing but fighting, political parties, and... Are you all right?
Yes.
I told you to get away from that window. You couldn't have screamed out the window like that.
Oh, what is happening? What is happening to my world? My beautiful world!
Point, front, side, back,
One and two and three. Going. Front and side. Back. Back. Side. Front. Point.
Ah, there you are, Rose. What on earth are you doing here?
Oh, I was just about to stop. Oh, hand me that towel, will you?
Why all this sudden exercising? This studio is supposed to be for dancing.
Oh, I know. A friend comes in here. She gets me in. I like to stay in shape, just as the others do here.
Ah, I have wonderful news. I've been looking all over Budapest for you.
Well, what news?
We are invited for a weekend in the country. This weekend. Think of it. To get out of the city with all the crowds, the refugees from who knows where.
To whose place?
A friend of mine. I've told you about him. Mac.
Your cousin, Mac?
Yeah, of course. But he is my friend, too.
The one with the lovely estate?
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's get out of the studio. I am hot and I need some air.
Then you'll come. I know. It will be a wonderful change.
Max did something strange. Is he not? I forgot what you told me about him.
You are a funny, adorable, delightful girl. Strange.
Well, what?
Max studies psychic phenomena. It fits right in with our Gnosticism.
I do not know what it even means.
It is studying the occult. He has had some wonderful experiences. He's even going to have a seance this weekend. Lots of fascinating people are coming.
I do not know. Everything seems so jumbled up these days, I do not know what to think anymore.
That is what is so excellent about the occult. One does not look for answers in the wisdom of this world. It is the spirits of the other side who can best give wisdom.
I have to hurry. Herr Pate will be looking for me.
But you will tell him you will be away this weekend. Spring in the country, away from it all.
I will tell him. Oh, you don't have to come for me tonight and week. I can go home by myself.
But of course I am coming for you. I want to be with you every possible moment. Attention! Attention! Max, you really must call for attention.
Yes, please. If we could all be quiet for a moment, I believe Louis here has some kind of announcement.
I believe all of you have met Rose here, my lovely Rosebud. I think it is only fitting on this beautiful weekend occasion to announce that this divine creature is soon to be my bride.
Louise, we have not made anything definite.
And in times like these, with wars and rumors of wars, is it not all the same a time for love and for life and for happiness? My Rose already has all Budapest at her feet. She has been acclaimed the most promising new artist in the city.
Oh, we know that, Louis. We've seen her work, of course.
She has genius, youth, beauty, and now what remains but personal happiness in marital bliss?
I thank you all for your good wishes, but were you not going to have a seance, Max?
Of course. Of course.
Max, can we ask the spirit about, well, if things are true?
What do you mean?
There are rumors that in Germany the jails are full of people who disagree with Hitler or Jews.
Yeah, I've seen pictures in the newspapers in Budapest. I just can't believe.
I do not want to be so gloomy. I want to know if I will be famous before I am 40, because if I am not, I am going to kill myself.
The spirits will bring much wisdom, and with wisdom, there will be inner peace. We must approach the spirits humbly, willing to learn of them.
Oh, yes, sir.
You must willingly abandon yourself to the other world. None must hold back. I will light a few candles on the mantle, and then I will try to contact the spirits of the other side. We will see if they will speak with us.
Is she a natural medium, is she not?
Well, I've never seen anything like it.
I do not know what you mean.
Do you not remember anything?
Well, I remember hearing the spirits weeping, and I felt sorry for them.
But you talked to them, and they talked to you.
But that was the point. We were here to talk to the spirits, were we not?
But the spirits don't speak to just anybody, Rose. You are a medium.
Sorry that my family could not be with us for the wedding.
I know, darling. But it is impossible to travel these days. All Europe is in chaos. Here we sit on top of all this misery, blissfully happy.
Oh, Louis, do not say that.
Well, are you not happy?
Of course. But what is happening to our world?
We must ignore it.
Today I listen to the German broadcast.
You should not upset yourself.
I know, but Helen got me into doing it. And of course, German is a natural language for me. My own dear papa is German, but...
You must not weep.
I heard a broadcast from the streets of Berlin. People were screaming over and over, "Germany, awake, death to the Jews!" I am a Jew. You are a Jew. What does he mean, death to the Jews? What Jew?
Calm yourself.
Louis, in this city of Budapest live half of all the Jews in Hungary. If Hitler attacked Hungary, what would happen?
Now, you are a little bit crazy. Hungary will be neutral if there is a war. You know that. Now, that is true, is it not?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Then, will you stop worrying? Some bride you are, weeping and worrying about the politics.
I am sorry, Louis. I want to be a good wife like my mama. I would like even to keep the Sabbath.
We could have a Gnostic, spiritualistic Sabbath.
Louis, do not say that.
Now what have I done wrong?
It is just that somehow I do not know why, but Sabbath seems special. Something holy.
You are holy. And the Gnostic teachings we both love are holy. And the spirits who speak to you are holy.
Do not say that.
Perhaps I will say nothing. Perhaps I ought to go out for a walk. Perhaps I ought to find someone who I can speak to who will not keep telling me what I say is wrong.
It is just that since that time that Max is with the spirits, I have felt so restless, so... Oh, I do not know. Uneasy. It is not a nice feeling, Louis. Please, try to understand.
It is hard to understand how you seem to want to twist everything wonderful into something bad. What the matter with you is, I do not know.
I cannot help how I feel.
But you used to be so happy, so confident.
Please, please try to understand. Please don't be so angry. I don't know myself why I am so depressed. Maybe it is what is happening around us. Everyone is depressed these days, Louise. It is natural. Everyone is.
I am not.
I will not be either. You are right. It is foolish.
Let us go to a cafe, have some food, and listen to some singing.
Oh, I cannot.
Why not? Of course you can.
But I cannot. I have to get to the studio. I forgot Herr Passe said I have to work today.
Do you have to obey his every command?
Of course.
Do not forget you are a married woman now, and you have a higher command to obey. your husband.
Phil Lewis, do not be silly. I have to go.
And I say you will not go.
Oh, come and meet me after I am done at the studio. Then we will go to the cafe.
I mean it. You cannot go.
Lewis, do not do this.
You heard me.
Get out of my way.
I say you will not go.
No one, no one has ever ordered me to do anything in my whole life. Get away from that door.
You are not going.
Excuse me, please. He hit me. No one has ever hit me before. I cannot endure it. I will die. I will die before I ever let him hit me again. Oh, Mama. Mama. No. I will not die. I will become a great sculptor. Nothing will ever change that. And when I am famous, he will see it was worth it. He will be terribly sorry for not seeing that I have to sculpt. I can make him understand. I know it. I thought you were asleep. I just got home from the studio.
What is that in your hand?
Only a bill.
Right. Only a bill.
But it does have to be paid.
What?
Nothing.
What? What did you say?
Only that it does have to be paid.
What is it?
I do not know. It is a very large bill for something. It is dated before we were married.
Everything is dated from before we were married.
Oh, please do not, Louis. I am so tired.
Oh, you're very tired. You have been busy becoming a great artist. And what am I supposed to be doing while you are becoming a great artist?
Well, you could work.
I work?
I do not mean writing those newspaper articles, Louis. No one actually buys them anymore. No one will buy articles from Jewish journalists anymore, no matter how good they are.
Then what do you suggest? I should clean streets?
And there are jobs. Oh, I do not know. I am so tired.
I am not. I have done nothing all day.
Please, can we not talk in the morning?
I am going out. Are you coming?
Out? Where?
Out! Are you coming?
Please, Louis, I cannot. I am so tired I can hardly walk. And I do not like to drink.
Sleep well.
What am I going to do? I cannot tell Mama and Papa. I cannot pay all these bills. I cannot concentrate on my sculpting. I cannot sleep. There is no earthly person to help me. Maybe the spirits. Maybe they can help me.
In spite of the turbulent times in which she lived, life for Rose Warmer had been full of brilliant promise. As a small child in World War I, she had been protected from its horrors in the lovely and remote luxury resort that her Jewish parents helped run. As a student in Vienna, she had been the darling of the cultural and intellectual circles. And when she gave up her dance studio to become a student of a famous sculptor in Budapest, she felt her future fame was assured. But a frenzy had seized Europe. Groaning with post-war unemployment, depression, and destructive influenza epidemics, delirious anti-Semitism swept the continent, inflaming ancient hatred. Hitler, now Chancellor of Germany, was daily rousing his nation to hatred against the Jews. Fear gripped all the countries of Europe, and as much as Rose determined to ignore the rumors of war and persecution of Jews, she felt her life slipping away from her. Seeking answers in a religious cult called Gnosis, she became involved in spiritism and discovered that she was a medium. Her unhappiness increased and almost destructive life. She allowed herself to enter into a marriage with a man who not only did not love her, but who almost immediately began running up bills, seeing other women, and mocking her bourgeois Jewish morality. Yet, try as she did, he would not let go his hold on her.
Been gazing at my babies for an hour. There's not much to see when they are asleep. Come and sit in the sun. You are so pale.
No, I am all right.
Rose, you are weeping?
Rose.
You will wake the tree. Oh, my dearest sister, come outside. I must talk to you. Come with me. I am not going to take no. Now, sit here in the sun.
Oh, it is too hot.
All right, then, here. Rose, you are so desperately unhappy, you must not keep it all inside of you.
I thought this time, perhaps, if I got away from Budapest.
From Louis.
All right, from Louis for a while. Perhaps I could find some peace.
But you are not sleeping or eating.
I cannot escape him, Felice. He wants to torment me. Why?
I do not know. He sees other women all the time.
And then he makes me listen. He makes me hear how it is with them together.
Oh, Rose, I cannot bear the bills flowing into the house. I am teaching dance as much as I can. Who in Europe wants to dance these days?
You must not go back to him.
But I cannot stay here. Mama and Papa must not know. It would break their hearts to know how Louis is treating me
now, more than ever. Rose, you need someone to take care of you in that city. It is terrible, the things that are done. You cannot live alone.
I would love to live alone. But Louis always finds me and makes my life miserable. I wish I could die.
No. I must get out of Budapest.
Felice, there is a way, even though I have no money, to get even out of Europe.
And what way?
I could hire myself out to an English family as a parlor maid.
Oh, Rose. I am sorry, but the idea of you being a maid, you being a servant, taking orders from people, doing housework.
But English families pay the passage to England to European women who come to work for them. And a salary. I could learn English in no time and see England. It is also a very historic country.
How long would you have to stay?
Only a year, I think. It would take me away from Louis.
Yes?
Do you think I could do it?
You could do anything you put your mind to, Rose. You would be safe in England from Louis and from the awful things that are happening to Jews in the city.
You exaggerate, Felice. Things are fine for Jews in Budapest. It is just that the city is jammed with Jews right now, fleeing from Germany and other places. Everything is chaotic.
If you think you could stand to do housework.
But I will be in London. There will be concerts and plays and museums. I think it might be rather good.
How could we explain it to Mama?
They know things are difficult with Louis, don't they?
Well, they suspect, although they do not talk about it.
Then I can say I want to really learn English. I want to see England and study the art and sculpture. And the job will be to make just enough money to get by on.
But I think servants have very long hours, Rose.
Oh, I know. But there will be spare time, lots of it.
Perhaps it is a good idea, Rose.
I am beginning to think so, too. I am beginning to think it is a very good idea. England, here I come.
You may enter, Miss Warner.
Thank you, Madame Winter. I am very glad you...
You are to call me Your Ladyship.
Oh, Ladyship.
Your Ladyship.
Oh, Your Ladyship.
That's right. Now, here is a list of your duties. You will see that each 5 minutes from 6:30 a.m. to 11 p.m. is marked off and must be followed exactly.
Each 5 minutes?
You can read English, can you not?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. What is your name again?
Rose Warner. Perhaps you have heard of...
We already have a Rose. That would be confusing. We'll call you Mary.
Mrs. Winter. Oh, Your Ladyship. I thought I was going to be in London. I do not know where I am.
You must not engage in personal conversation without permission, Mary. You are in a very lovely area of the English countryside. There is a village 5 miles from Mrs. City. We have a house in London, of course, but it's fully staffed. Besides, we only keep it for the season. We live here.
But I thought that
Mary,
we...
you are here as a pollinator. It will take all your time and attention and energy to master the requirements of that position. You will have an afternoon off a week for rest purposes, and an entire day off once a month. There's no need for you to trouble yourself about notions you might have had before you came here.
Oh, you do not understand. You see...
Mary, you will be under the supervision of the chief housekeeper, Mrs. Cooper. She will explain your duties to you. You must obey her instantly and thoroughly. You may put your luggage in your room, change into the uniform that you will find on your bed, and report to her. You will find her at this time of day in the kitchen. Good day, Mary.
Oh, well, good day.
Your Ladyship.
Your Ladyship.
As head butler, Mary, I take it upon myself to welcome the foreign help.
Hey, he's talking to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Rose Warmer.
Any more, my girl. Her ladyship told Mrs. Cooper here it's to be Mary. We've already got a Rose.
Pardon me, but do you have coffee?
Coffee? Why, I never. Of course we don't have coffee. You don't want coffee, my girl. You've got good English tea now.
I'm way uppity now. Coffee. And you're not eating your food neither. I suppose you don't like Mrs. Cooper's cooking.
Oh, it's just that I am not used to it.
What to get used to? It's good plain cooking.
Oh, but you see, in Budapest, we use a lot of spices and sauces, wonderful thick soup.
I'm sure I don't know about all that foreign style spicing. Sounds gypsy to me.
You'd better eat, Mary. It's not till morning, you know.
Then you see a proper breakfast. Have you ever seen an English breakfast before, Mary?
I do not eat breakfast.
Morning.
Word. I don't like your haughty ways, my girl. You're in England now, and you will eat breakfast. You can't do a morning's work on an empty stomach.
You don't eat bacon and eggs and toast fried and fat and tomatoes fried in the pan and hot porridge.
Oh, no.
We'll soon fix that. I don't understand these foreign places. But we'll soon make an Englishwoman out of you, Mary. A proper English parlor maid. You wait and see.
Wake up, Mary. This is the second time this week you haven't been up at 5.
Oh, I cannot. Oh, I cannot move. I am too tired.
You haven't dusted this room properly, Mary. I can see flecks of dust on the leaves of house plants.
Dare you speak to me, Mary, until you've been spoken to. You are not to say good morning to me unless I greet you first.
I've told you before, you cannot run in this house. You must walk as if you had a book on your head. Walk.
Why get to me in here? Mary, you may not sing, you may not hum, you may not talk. you are to be absolutely silent unless you are spoken to, or unless it is tea break or a meal. That is my final word.
It's Custard. Good English Custard. What's the matter with you? You don't like anything English, do you?
Makes you so slow and lazy. You must not stare out of the window unless you're going to clean them. You must dust the books. Never read them.
Mary, hurry up.
I'm doing it all wrong.
I will not tolerate it.
Altogether too noisy.
Remember, you're only foreign help, you know. Are you showing emotion, my lord?
Are you humming?
Why are you crying again?
I cannot stand this anymore. I cannot be treated this way. No rest, no smiles, no music. Nothing but work and work and work.
Mary, will you stop it? I've got to get some sleep.
I am sorry.
What's the matter with you anyway? You loony?
Yes, I want to go home.
But you can't then, can you?
There's no way I can go back.
What do you want to go back there for anyway? There's going to be a terrible war.
I thought I would be in London and have time to see museums and
stuff. You've got to stay a year. You signed a paper.
I know, but...
Two museums. I wouldn't cry about museums. They're spooky old places. You wouldn't like them anyway. Nothing in them. Only a bunch of old stuff.
I'm sorry I woke you up.
Isn't it your off day tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, cheer up then.
What can I do for a half day?
Get off your feet for one thing.
True. But life has to be more than that.
More than getting off your feet? Well, I don't know. Feet up, nice cup of tea, nobody bossing you around. You could do worse.
Which way is the village?
You don't want to go there. And besides, it's 5 miles. You want to die walking?
I do not know, but maybe I will go.
Our lighter ship's going to the village tomorrow. Maybe she'll take you.
Oh, that would be excellent. I could ask her.
Blimey, you can't do that. Just hang about when she's calling for the carriage. If she asks you why you're hanging about, tell her you're walking to the village. She'll invite you.
I think she hates me.
It's only that you're foreign. It's not your fault. Everyone can't be English. What are you laughing at?
I'm sorry. It is just... I like being Hungarian.
Really? Wouldn't you rather be English?
Oh, no. I could not be.
You are a strange one, you are. Blooming odd. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night, Shelley. Thank you for the advice about the ride to the village. Good night.
She planned it all carefully. I must plan everything perfectly. I do not want anyone here to get my beautiful rings and the necklace that Felice gave me for my birthday. I must think how to do it. What day will it be tomorrow morning? Oh, it is my half day. I can go to the village and get my rings and my necklace and the money I have for Jane and Emily. I cannot get away from here. If I could, Louis would find me in Budapest. And I cannot go home. Everyone believed me when I said I would be famous. And they are so worried about me. This way, they would not have to worry anymore. My dreams are finished. So shall my life be. I cannot live without dreams, without hope, without love. Emily, Emily, Jane.
Lovely. Did you come to the village for market day?
Is it your half day, Rose?
Yeah. Here. What's this?
It is a ring. I want you to have it.
Oh, but Rose,
This is one for you, Emily. And since you might be getting married, maybe you will take this necklace. Here.
How lovely. Rose, what are you doing? What's the matter?
Nothing. I have to get that.
Wait a minute, Rose. Look, let's just duck into this tea shop. We've got time for a cup of tea.
I should get back.
Martha, come on.
Yes, come on, Rose. They'll just be taking the scones out of the oven and running them over to the tea shop. It's the best time.
Scones and tea, Mr. Hennessy, please. For three.
Right of you, Miss Jane.
Come on, Rose, sit down. Oh, you look awful.
Now, Rose,
I can't accept this ring. It's too valuable. I can tell it's worth a lot of money.
And this one, too, Rose. And the necklace.
Rose, are you daft? Your mom and dad would kill you.
Rose,
what's gone wrong?
Nothing. It is just, well, if anything ever happened to me, I would like you two to have my rings and my necklace.
What's going to happen to you?
Nothing. You are the only friends I have in England. I want to give them to you.
But you're not leaving now, are you? I mean, you still have months to go in service. Are they still punishing you at the big house?
It does not matter. They hate me anyway. They might as well show it.
They're not allowed to hate you. The rules don't permit it. Girls from overseas are to be treated with British courtesy and exactly like British servants.
Does not matter.
There you are, me loves. Scones hot from the bakery.
Oh. And tea. You need something in your stomach. You look like you haven't eaten or slept in days.
Oh, Rose, you must eat your scone. It's heavenly. They put raisins in them today.
Eat.
I have a letter. I wonder if you would mind mailing it. I do not have any British money for a stamp.
Well, why doesn't her ladyship mail it for you? I mean, isn't she supposed to? Isn't that one of the things they do up there for the servants?
They are supposed to, but since I said I wanted to run away, they will not mail any of my letters. It is all part of the discipline. They can't talk to me either.
Who can't?
No one is allowed to speak to me. It does not matter.
That's rotten. That's not even allowed. How can they tell people not to talk to you?
Rose, I wouldn't pay any attention. I mean, I'd talk to you anyway. I wish I had some British money to pay for the tea. Oh, look. I have some Hungarian money. I want you to have it.
What on earth would I do with Hungarian money?
Here. And Emily, too.
Oh, doesn't it look funny? Is it real, Rose?
Yeah.
Look now, you're smiling. Come on, Rose. Take this ring back.
No. If you do not keep it, I will throw it away rather than let them take it.
Why don't you have any British money, Rose? What's happened to your wages?
Well, since I said I wanted to run away, her ladyship is keeping it, my pay package.
Keeping it? She can't do that. You mean they aren't even paying you?
They say they will pay me at the end of the year. If I do not have any money, I cannot run away. It does not matter.
Well, it matters to me. You're going to see the labor manager, that's what.
All the way to Lansby?
There are buses.
I must leave now.
You've only had one cup of tea, Rose. You've got to have another. That's right. And finish your scone, Rose. Now, look here. You get on a bus.
Oh, don't dump your purse out like that, Jane. Everything's going to be rolling all over the floor.
Here's money enough. And when you get to Lansby, find the labor manager and just tell him what you told us. About the ladyship and your wages and people not being allowed to talk to you and not having any male privileges and all.
Please. Oh, please keep the things I gave you, please.
Did you hear what I said about Lansby and the labor manager?
Will you keep them?
Well, we could keep them for a while, Rose, until you go home again.
Oh, yes. Never mind the rings right now. You've got the money.
Promise you'll go, Rose.
I have to leave right now.
To the labor manager? Is that where you're going?
Thank you for the tea.
Thank you both for everything.
If the fast car would just come along this road, if it just took out in front, it would be over in a second. Oh, I am so tired. I do not think I can take me.
Are you wanting on, miss?
What?
Well, you're just up to the bus stop. Are you wanting on the bus?
Oh, yeah. How much?
Where are you going?
What?
You're a foreigner, aren't you, girlie? Where you go? What town?
What town?
That's right.
Oh, where is the bus going?
This is the Lansby bus, miss. Stopping at Rowling Green, Percival, and Clyde's Wood.
Lansby.
Well, then, that struck me a bit, miss.
Here.
That's right. Good, miss. Miss.
Yeah?
You've got to sit down, miss, before I can stir up the vehicle.
Doing hanging around the bus depot like this? I've been watching you. Why are you hanging about?
I do not know.
Are you from Lansby?
No.
No, you weren't. What you want then?
Oh, the labor manager.
The labor manager? You're one of them Frenchies?
No.
All the same. Well, say that building right across.